Now, the rest of the story. There was so much that Bill would love to have done that he could not. Music was a passion. But he had no musical talent whatever. Writing was a fascination. And yet while he did write 14 books, remember this now, he wrote 14 books and several stage plays. He was never a good enough author to support himself as such. And then, of course, there was Bill's lifelong ambition, acting. This, his glorious, notorious quest. Bill was an actor even as a child. Among his fondest pastimes was gathering his young friends around him and reading them stories with his fabulous dramatic flair. And later he became involved with a neighborhood theater company, and then one day Broadway. Bill's first appearance was so vigorously panned and so poorly attended that the theater manager evicted the entire play after 2 weeks. So, Bill took the production to the 300-seat Mayfair Theater on 44th Street. Surely they could fill that house, but they could not. So the show disintegrated only days thereafter. Bill, undaunted, decided to break into the movies. His first starring role was that of a struggling young artist who lives in Greenwich Village, falls in love with a society girl. The movie was called Hands of Hope. The project was hopeless. Distribution problems got it released in only the smallest, least accessible theaters, where it was unceremoniously buried. Bill's next motion picture was The Music Master, in which he played a comic butler. Perhaps comedy was his calling, but audiences missed the joke, and Bill returned to the Broadway stage. This time with a play called They All Want Something, another comedy that found Bill in a butler's role. The leading character was a wealthy heir who somehow becomes a bum and somehow lands a job as a servant, who is subsequently persuaded to impersonate a famous author at his employer's party. You can't keep up with that plot. The critics couldn't keep up with it either. Nor were they much taken with Bill's frantic metamorphoses. And then a radical dramatic departure. A role not even Bill could overact. Dracula. Yet while this production met with moderate success, it still did not produce the stardom of which Bill had always dreamed. And a dream is what it would always remain. Acting was a habit for Bill. It was an addiction. And financing it was no small consideration. On stage or before the cameras, Bill's characters were caricatures, often grotesque approximations of life, one-dimensional figures of contrived behavior and forced humor. With the exception of Bill himself, nobody believed him to be a promising actor, least of all the critics, and yet longing for acceptance, he returned continuously to stage and screen, supporting his acting habit, as has no actor before nor since, by getting on the tennis tour and becoming the greatest. You see, the record books referring to the 1920s are bulging with the accomplishments of Bill Tilden, Big Bill Tilden. Three-time winner of Wimbledon, seven times conqueror of the United States Championship, seven times leader of the victorious United States team in the Davis Cup matches, the first tennis player ever to earn $1 million in that sport. And learning this, it's very difficult, isn't it, to imagine Bill Tilden interested in anything other than tennis. Only now you know the rest of the story.